I love what I feel in the Lord's house today. He is such a wonderful, wonderful God. We're delighted to have Brother Tony Spell, again, his family in the house today. And I want him to come take his liberty. This is a church that's about 2 miles down the road from Sister Sutton's childhood home. It's on a highway that I traveled all of my growing up years. It was the major route to get out of where I was and into the city. And then when I found that gal down on the other end of the road. So I passed by that old field at the corner of Blackwater and Hooper Road all my life. And in an area where homes were abounding and it was just lying fallow, waiting for your grandfather to come and lay his entrepreneurial hand on it. And now there's a beautiful apostolic church that sits there. When you come by, it's just a wow moment. It's a beautiful place. And out of the foundation that's been laid by a strong and a faithful apostolic grandfather. Brother Spell is building on the foundation, a riotous, wonderful, energetic apostolic church full of good things. And I really just think you're just starting to get traction. And I'll just tell you from where I'm standing, the best hope for revival in Baton Rouge, the very best hope for an apostolic move of God in that city that I've seen in ages. And I'm just telling you, if you're going to pray for a church and pray for a preacher, pray for this one. Because the winds of pressure, cultural change has shoved churches and pulpits. But you've got a relatively young man here who is standing against the grain and moving against the stream and moving against the tide of traditions and change that would hollow out what would be an apostolic church or an apostolic experience. They're building the real deal there. And we're so glad to have him in the house today. As he comes, I want you to extend your hand, your faith toward him. Pray down a blessing on his life and on his home and on his family. Would you do it in Jesus' name? We're so glad you're
in the house. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Sutton. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise together, everybody. Amen. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Amen. You know, I can do it by myself, but the Bible said, let us exalt his name together. Let's exalt the name of the Lord together this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you, Brother Sutton, for extending the invitation, the hospitality that we have been shown heretofore. And I want to say, amen, that this is true apostolic Pentecostal church that we're in this morning. I have the privilege, as has already been stated by Brother Sutton, pastoring a church that is a 54-year-old congregation. And we now have 5 generations of Oneness Pentecostals in my church. And I thought, Brother Sutton, we had the wildest, liveliest, craziest bunch of worshipers in Pentecost. And that's what we're known for in Baton Rouge. But when I came here this morning, I said, now this is the way I like to have church. Amen. Running and shouting and dancing. Amen. This is original Pentecost. This is what I love. Amen. But in the midst of all of this praise and worship, frankly, I feel, amen, more like weeping in the presence of the Lord this morning. Does anybody feel the sweet Spirit of God in the sanctuary? Amen. I don't make apologies for my emotions, but I love the church and I love what I feel in this sanctuary today. Amen. You're a blessed people. A very blessed people. Your pastor is a great man of God. I remember the first time I heard him preach. And you may not can do this with every preacher, but I can remember what your pastor preached the first time I heard him preach. I remember the text that he took. So that states volumes for the man of God that you call your pastor. And he is in demand across the country. And he is known as a great and tremendous preacher. And I just count it a signal honor to have the opportunity to stand behind this sacred desk where he brings the Word of God week in and week out. Amen. I want to call our attentions this morning to the book of 1 Samuel and chapter number 7. Thank you for the hospitality, the great room. Amen. There's a great fruit basket and then a fine meal yesterday. And there's so much that we could say this morning, and we'll save that for later on tonight. I feel like the Holy Ghost wants to do something great here today. 1 Samuel and chapter number 7 and let's go to verse number 3. And Samuel spake unto the house of Israel, saying, if ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Verse number 7, and when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. Verse number 10, and as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines, and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came unto Bethcar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shin, and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Everybody say, hitherto. Or up to now, hath the Lord helped us. Up to now, hath the Lord helped us. Amen. And I want to take for a title this morning on this Sunday morning, verse number 12, one word, Ebenezer, the stone of help. That's Ebenezer. Lord, bless you. You may be seated this morning in Jesus' name. The name Ebenezer means stone of help. Our hitherto hath the Lord helped us. It was a stone of remembrance, looking back to the past. It was a stone of recognition, a stone for the present. And it was a stone of revelation, a stone for the future. Hitherto or up to this present point, God has helped us. And there is a world out there beyond these four walls, the perimeter of God's church. That world is floating around with no direction. They have no benchmarks from which to derive their measurements from. This world has no high water marks. They have nothing from which to to gather their bearings every day as you and I do. They cannot assess the present because they don't know their past. And consequently, they have no appreciation for the future. And the much consternation that this could cause us to feel this morning in God's church, I want to reassure us that we do have the answer for this generation. Amen. The answer is not in more education. The answer is not in politics or the House of Representatives. It's not in Congress. It's not in our nation's capital. But the answer this morning for the dilemma of our hour is in Jesus Christ. Amen. The answer to our society's problems is in the one true and living God. Amen. Are you glad that you have the answer that your family needs today? Are you glad that you have the answer, amen, for Birmingham this morning? You've got what it takes, amen, to change this generation. Amen. David said, Lord, I will lift mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Amen. I know where my help comes from this morning. Amen. I know where my strength comes from this morning. Hallelujah. Now, it is customary for us to look back over the past. The Apostle Paul said, being confident of this one thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. God has brought us to this point. We didn't get here on our own, but God has brought us to the kingdom for such a time as this. Amen. And if Jesus is leading us today, and if Jesus is guiding us today, amen, he can help us say that up to now hath the Lord helped us. And I want to tell the church, amen, New Life Tabernacle this morning, that this God that has brought us to such a time as this, amen, is not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. Amen. He's not going to desert us. Amen. But what brought us to where we are today, amen, is going to bring us all the way with Jesus, amen, until God comes back for his church. Can you clap and magnify the Lord with me this morning? Amen. Now, Wall Street and the stock market has a saying, Brother Sutton. They say that past performance is no guarantee of future results. If you've ever had any investment literature, investors would do well to heed to this advice. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. And then someone said, the only thing that is for certain is nothing is for certain. And that disclaimer may describe our socioeconomic system. It may describe this hour, because everything that can be shaken is being shaken in this our day. Amen. But these disclaimers and cliches do not describe the God that we serve, nor does it describe, amen, the church that we are worshiping in this morning. Amen. Because I know that with God, past performances are a guarantee of future results. Amen. If we're not careful, we'll allow this society and this generation to define who we are. But this generation was never allowed to define God's church. And you don't let this generation, young man or young lady, try to define who you are. But God authorized you to define your generation. The world was never authorized to change God's church. But God's church is authorized
arise to change this generation. The Bible talks about the children of Israel whenever they were in the land of Goshen, that one of the 10 plagues was the darkness that came upon the face of Egypt. And the Bible said for 72 hours, no one could rise up or sit down in their dwellings. There was no light, amen, by which to find their way. But while it was darkening in the land of Egypt, the Bible said that it was a light in Goshen where the people of God were. Amen. And don't you ever forget that this is a dark hour. Amen. This is a dark generation. This generation don't know where they're going. Amen. They don't know where they've been. But thank God there's still light in the church, because we are a city that is set upon a hill that cannot be hid. Amen. And if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that lost. But I want to give notice, amen, to this generation today, amen, that what you're looking for is right here in the house of God. Amen. Your answer is not in what this world says our answers are in, but it's in another one God, tongue talking, eye running, and foot stomping service. Amen. And the man of God gets up and preaches the word of God. Amen. I'll tell you what it takes to make me happy. Just one more day in the house of God. Just one more moment in the presence of God Almighty. Amen. And this makes all the difference, because the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Amen. And he wound up saying, for one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. I wonder if there's some worshipers that say my worst days in the church are better than my best days in the world. I'd a whole lot rather be on the inside looking out than I have been on the outside looking in. Amen. I thank God for the church and for what we have in this house this morning. Somebody worship the Lord with me today. Hallelujah. The stone of help. God, give us the hindsight to see where we have been, the insight to see where we are, and the foresight to see where we're going. Amen. Now, this darkness that is upon this earth, amen, and the dark hour that this world is currently in, man, the Bible said, I don't want you to be conformed to this world. In Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. This world would have us to conform to who they are. This world would have us, amen, to be into a mold and shape just like them. But I've come to tell you this morning, amen, that there's no need in trying to perfect perfection, and that's the church. There's no need in trying to change, amen, that which is unchangeable, and that's the church of a living God. No wonder why David said, I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Just let me sit at the door. Amen. Just let me sit there. And that's what all that it takes to make me happy. Amen. 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 Now, we're a chosen generation. We're a royal priesthood. Look at your neighbor. Tell him you're a chosen generation. Tell him you're royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You're peculiar. There's something peculiar about us. Amen. There's nothing ordinary about us. We're very odd people. The fact of the matter is, we're the sane ones, and the rest of them still trying to figure it out. Now, I've been married 17 years, and you know, when you're newlyweds, you're kind of on the broke side. You don't ever have a whole lot of money to play with. How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? And it's 17 years later, and I still don't have a whole lot to play with. I started out with nothing, and I still got most of it today. But I remember Brother Sutton, my wife, sending me to the store whenever I was just newly married, and
and our small baby there, so I've got to go and here's the grocery list. Well, everything on her list is the expensive stuff. How many of you men know what I'm talking about? It's got to be the certain kind of dish detergent. It's got to be the certain kind of soap, the certain kind of laundry detergent. I don't want this off-brand stuff. Well, my pocketbook said otherwise. So you're wanting Tide with bleach. Well, that's $10, but I can get the Piggly Wiggly brand for 50 cents, and I can get 10 times as much. Now, you men, don't be scared to get with me right there, because y'all know what I'm talking about. And then there's the Dawn dish detergent. Well, that's about $4, but I can get the pink and twice as much for about 25 cents, you know. The only problem is it takes 10 times as much as the aftermarket stuff as it does for the name brand stuff. And Coca-Cola came out with a saying. They said, this is the real thing, baby. Then here come President's Choice. President's Choice was about half the price. And as if President's Choice wasn't cheap enough, they come out with Sam's Choice. And Sam, I don't even know if that's Nutra-Sweet in there. It doesn't even taste sweet anymore. Hey, man, but once you've had the real thing, the make-believe and the counterfeit will never work again. Some of you's way ahead of me right now, but you just hold on. I said, once you've had the real thing, amen, you're not satisfied with the counterfeit any longer. Amen. And once you've had the real apostolic church, amen, once you felt Jesus Christ, once you felt the rock of our salvation, amen, you're not satisfied with anything superficial. You're not satisfied with anything that's counterfeit because we've got the real thing today. Amen. I wouldn't give you a dime for a religion that I couldn't feel. I wouldn't give you two nickels if I had them to rub together. Amen. For a religion that wouldn't change me. And if your religion doesn't change you, then you need to change religions. Because God is a God, amen, that takes hopeless cases and makes something out of them. God is a God that can take a nobody and make a somebody out of them. I thank God for the real thing this morning. Amen. Here's the 10 plagues in Egypt. And Jannes and Jambres, they're mimicking everything that Moses and Aaron is doing. We can turn that water into blood as well. Amen. We can do whatever you do. Amen. These cheap magic tricks that you're doing. Amen. We can do it just like you. Until they came to the middle of the 10 plagues. And Aaron took the rod. Amen. In his hand. And he smote the dust of the earth. And the dust began to crawl like lice. Amen. And Jannes and Jambres, the sorcerers, looked back at Pharaoh and said, this is the hand of God, because only the true and living God can change the dust of the earth. And if you are in this house today, God said he rolled you up from the dust of the earth. Amen. And the only thing that can change you is the supernatural power of God. Amen. The true rod of God's power that represented the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. This world, they can sing like us to a certain extent. And we've got some of the most talented music and singing that I've ever heard here today. Amen. They can worship like us to a certain extent. They can try to preach like us to a certain extent. But when it comes right down to brass tacks, and when it comes down to change in somebody's life, amen, they really cannot do it. Because only God can change humanity. Amen. If you're looking for something, amen, that'll satisfy your soul today, I introduce you to Jesus. Amen. And I introduce you to the rock of our salvation. Amen. Now let me preach to the church this morning. Amen. Can I tell us the Bible said to be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen. And Israel was never meant to be reckoned among the nations. Amen. But this is God's church. Amen. And the truth of God's word will rearrange your life. You can't come into God's church and try and rearrange
rearrange the furniture to try and fit your life. You can't rearrange the doctrine to try and satisfy your soul. Amen. But when you come in here, amen, the church rearranges your life. Amen. It takes out all the old and it puts new in you. It takes out all the ugly and it puts something beautiful in you. You can't change, amen, the truth of God's word today. Hallelujah, Jesus. And David said, I waited patiently upon the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, amen, and set my feet upon a rock to stay. I want you to know about that rock this morning, and that rock is Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the rock that Samuel said, we're going to put it right here, and we're going to have a place of remembrance that when the enemies of God came upon us, amen, they stumbled, they fell, they didn't have a leg to stand on when it came to attacking who we are. And I want you to remember that it was Jesus, amen, the stone of help that has brought us to where we are today. Amen. And the current of a mighty rushing river will always cut and wind and dwindle itself through a path. And the only place that a river will hold true to its path for hundreds and thousands of years is the place where it is ensconced in the solid rock. Amen. But loose soil and material and sand and silt will always be pushed around by the currents of a river, but not where the rock is. Amen. And this devil that is contending for our soul today, amen, can push you around so far. Amen. This world can be pushed around so far by the devil. But when you come to the church and you get the power of the Holy Ghost, now you've got something, amen, that you can fight back with. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty. Somebody shout, they're mighty. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. Thank God for that rock this morning. Somebody ought to clap their hands and magnify, amen, the name of Jesus, because that rock is what we're built on today. Amen. The only place it'll hold true is where the rock has it ensconced. Amen. In 1 Corinthians 10:1, moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant. Have it all our fathers did walk through the cloud, and they all did pass through the sea. That's the Holy Ghost and baptism in the name of Jesus. And they were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink that same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Amen. Thank God for that rock that is Jesus Christ today. He said some men are building on the sinking sand. Amen. And some are building on the rock. The same winds that blow against the fool that built up on the sand are the same winds that blow against the man that built on the solid rock. The same rains that beat down on that fool are the same rains that beat down on the man that built on the solid rock. The only difference is that somebody had a foundation, amen, that they could build on. And I'm going to tell you why you can go through, amen, on the job what a co-worker can go through. And I'm going to tell you why you can go through in your neighborhood what your friends and relatives cannot go through, is because somebody's built on the sand. But we're built on the rock, and that rock is Jesus. Amen. That rock is Jesus. That rock, the Lord is our rock. He's stronghold in the time of trouble. Amen. When the winds are blowing, when the fires are burning, when the rains are coming down, when the storms of life are raging, we've got a solid foundation. Somebody magnify the Lord with me this morning. That's why the Bible said in Isaiah 28, 28, he said, with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, saying, this is the rest wherewith I might cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. And he went on to say, amen, therefore thus saith the Lord, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation. Somebody shout, a stone. Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, and he that believeth shall not make haste. He said, if you build on that rock, amen, you're not going to be ashamed. If you build on that rock, you're not going to be, amen, you're not going to be all tossed about to and fro with every wind of doctrine. But I thank God for that solid rock this morning. Amen. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has now become the head of the corner. If anybody should have recognized who that stone was, it should have been the builders. If anybody should have recognized who the solid foundation was, it should have been the builders. But the Bible said he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, who were born not of the will of man, not of the will of flesh, but they were born of God. And he went on to say, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. I feel like talking about Jesus right now. Amen. Somebody want to help me magnify the name of Jesus. Amen. In John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that same thought that was with the thinker, amen, the thought was the thinker, but that thought that was the thinker just put on flesh, and they call him Jesus. Amen. Mighty to save. No, I'm sorry, he's not a second person in a fictitious Godhead. He's not Jehovah Jr. He's not a demigod. Amen. He's not on some fictitious throne somewhere on the right hand of the Father and the Holy Ghost over here. Amen. But Jesus Christ is the mighty God. He is the everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. He is Alpha. He is Omega. He is beginning. He is ending. He's first and he's last, which was, which is, and which is to come. He's the Almighty God. Somebody clap to the Almighty God today. John said it right. Amen. John said it right in the second chapter. He's not just God in the first chapter of John, but he's God in the second chapter. Amen. And when it came to that marriage at Cana of Galilee, his mother looked at him and said, I've been talked about long enough, Jesus. I've been mocked and ridiculed long enough. Amen. And it's time for you to show forth that which you can do. Amen. And all of a sudden, she said, whatever he tells you to do, I want you to do it. And Jesus said, go and get those pots in the corner. Go and get those ugly broken pots. Amen. And nobody has any use for them, but bring them to me. Amen. There's hope for your children today. There's hope for your family today. The world doesn't want them. Their lives are broken and filled with trouble and turmoil and heartache. But God said, amen, fill them up with water. And he said that they said at the marriage supper that he'll save the best for last. And God always saves the best for last. Amen. The evening and the morning was the first day. God starts in the night and works his way into the light. That's just what Jesus does. Amen. And by the time we come on down to John the 3rd chapter, the Bible said they gave not the Spirit by measure unto him. For all the fullness of the Godhead dwelt inside of him bodily. For in him dwelleth all of the fullness of the Godhead bodily. I'm talking about that stone of help this morning. I'm talking about the rock called Jesus Christ this morning. Hallelujah. In John 8:24, Jesus said, except you believe that I am he. Anybody believe that he is the Lord this morning? Except you believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins.
And 3 verses later in John 8 and 27, the writer said, they understood not that he spoke to them of the Father. Except you understand that I'm the Father, you're going to die in your sins. I'm the Son of God. I'm not God the Son. Amen. I'm the Son of God, manifest in the flesh. And then John 10, 28, he said, no man shall pluck them out of my Father's hands. And 1 verse later, he said, no man is going to pluck them out of my hand. My hands are the hands of the Father. John 4 and 24 said, God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You got to have zeal. You got to have enthusiasm. You got to have unction. You got to have some get up and go in you if you're going to worship God. But you got to have more than just, amen, a heart knowledge. You got to have a head knowledge, and that's where truth comes in. For my people, amen, which are called by my name can humble themselves and pray and seek my face. God said, turn from your evil and from your wicked, and I'll be a God to you and you'll be my people. I'm talking about that stone of help this morning. Amen. In Exodus 17 and 6, God told Moses, take the rod in thy hand and smite the rock, and out forth came waters to quench the thirst of 3 million Israelites. And in 2 books later in Exodus 20 and 8, God said, I want you to speak to the rock this time, because that rock was Jesus, and you only crucify that rock one time. He's only put on Calvary one time. You're only baptized in the name of Jesus one time, and that's what the blood washed away your sins in that day. Amen. There's only one initial outpouring of the Holy Ghost. There's many renewings along the way, but if you want the Holy Ghost, it's you got it because you spoke with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave you the utterance. Hallelujah. For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Oh, King, here's what Daniel said. You saw a great image. His head was of fine gold. His arms and shoulders were of silver. His thighs and belly were brass, and his legs were of iron. His feet mingle with iron and clay. Clay cannot mingle. It cannot stick to iron. That's what this generation is. Hey, man, they've got no standability to them. But then he said, King, you saw till a stone was cut out without hands. Hey, man, that was Jesus Christ, born of an earthly mother without an earthly father. I've got a question for you this morning. Now listen, if the Father had been the Father of Jesus Christ, then Matthew 1 and 18 is in error when that messenger angel came and said, that holy thing which shall be in you, when the Holy Ghost overshadows you, amen, you're going to be with child. The Father of Jesus was the Holy Ghost. The Father of Jesus was the Holy Ghost. Amen. And when you went down in the water in the name of Jesus, you went down according to Matthew 28 and 19. Matthew 28 and 19 said, go ye therefore teaching all nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And that name of the Father just happened to be Jesus. John 5 and 43, he said, I've come in my Father's name. In Matthew 1 and 21, that Son was called Jesus. She brought forth a son and called him Jesus. And then in John 14 and 26, the Holy Ghost, that's the Comforter whom my Father shall send in my name. If you want to know the name of the Holy Ghost, that's Jesus too. Amen. So we did put you down in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, but it had to be the name of Jesus. Amen. For there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. And when you came to Jesus that day and fell at an altar of repentance, amen, you fell on the rock and you were broken to pieces. Amen. And God put your life back together again because you were broken. If you can be broken and have a contrite spirit here at the close of this service this morning, I want to tell you that God can come back into your life and put together all the pieces that have been broken and shattered by sin today. No wonder. Why the Bible said we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Amen. Now this church that was born in the fire, amen, is not going out in the smoke. This church that was started by 120 drunks over 2,000 years ago on the day of Pentecost, it cannot be perfected with anything other than the baptism of the Holy Ghost of God. And the question is clear this morning. You're either going to fall on the rock and be broken into pieces, amen, through repentance and water baptism and spirit infilling, or the rock is going to fall on you and it's going to break you into pieces and grind you into small dust. Amen. But I made up in my mind, and as for me and my house, I'm going to send my sins on ahead before time. Amen. I'm going to be broken today. And if I can be broken, amen, and the rock can break me this morning, I believe everything's going to be all right. I don't want to waste my time looking for something better. We've got what it takes today. We got the true apostolic anointing. We got the Pentecost of baptism of the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. That started with a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house from the top of my head right down to the sole of my feet. I wonder if somebody got the Holy Ghost this morning. Amen. It got in my hands, and it got in my feet. It got down in my heart, and up to now, God has brought me to where I am, and I don't intend on changing. Amen. Up to now, God has healed my body. He saved my children, and I don't intend on trading him in for an inferior God or an inferior church. We've got what it takes this morning. We've got the stone of help. If you need help this morning, amen, I want you to know where your help is. Your help is in Jesus. Your help is in Jesus. Your help is in Jesus. Amen. Somebody ought to start crying out right now. Cry out for help. 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 Up to now, have the Lord helped us. Up to now, have the Lord helped us. Hey man, I'll tell you, God's in the miracle working business this morning. This past year, in my local assembly alone, amen, God has healed 3 people miraculously of cancer. Doctors can't explain that. Doctors can't understand that. Amen. But the stone of help is here. Amen. The stone of help is here this morning. And it doesn't matter what the disease is. It doesn't matter what the infirmity is. The healer is in this house. I believe God wants to heal somebody this morning. I believe God wants to heal somebody this morning. Amen. If we can cry out to God. Amen. We've got my middle son, Noah. Stand up over here, Noah. Amen. 13 years of age. 13 years ago, my wife noticed in the delivery room, he's blue and purple, not getting any air. They took him out immediately. And to make a long story short, he died in the pediatric intensive care unit in Baton Rouge General and Blue Bonnet in Baton Rouge. And the doctor happened to be there and said, I've never seen anything like it. We've looked all over the internet and books of everything scientific, medicinal information, and I've never seen anything like it. There is no case of anybody ever coming back and reviving back to life with what your son had. Amen. But you know what? Whenever they got the news, my wife and I got the news that he had passed, we said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But God, I would that you'd heal his body right now. We need your help right now, God. We need your help right now, God. Amen. And he's standing over here, a fine specimen of a young man. Amen. Because the healer's in the house. Amen. The stone of help. You need help. Here's where help is today. A young lady was just a few months in the family way, and her water had broken. She was in the hospital, and they were fixing to take the baby, and it had no chance of survival. My wife and I walked into the hospital room and prayed for Sister Emily Holt and said, God, I believe you can work a miracle right now. And the doctors also said, we've never seen anything like it, but this water sac has healed back up. And she delivered that boy full term. And every time I look at Landon, my wife teaches him in pre-K today, he's one of the most ornery scoundrels you'll ever see. We can't help that, but I do know he's a miracle baby. Because God, we need your help. And you are the healer. You are the miracle worker. Amen. The greatest of all miracles, amen, is when a no good low down sinner, undeserving, maybe he's a liar, a thief, a cheat, no good, never had an honest day in his life, could walk to an altar. And God could take that man and fill him with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If you need help this morning, the healer's in this house. Amen. Don't wait and don't tarry. But at the close of this service, amen, the stone of help is in this altar this morning. Amen. I want you to step out from where you are and gather around these altars. Hey, begin to magnify the name of the Lord Jesus. If you need a miracle, if you need a healing, if you need the Holy Ghost, whatever you need today, whatever you need today, up to now, it's God that's healed us. Up to now, it's God that's helped us. Up to now, it's God that's delivered us. Up to now, it's God that's saved us. In the name of Jesus, 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 here I am, God. I need the help of the Holy Ghost. I need the help of the Holy Ghost. I need the help of the Holy Ghost. Help me, God. Amen. I need the solid rock of God. Amen. To help me today. Here I am, Lord Jesus. I need the power of the Holy Ghost. The mighty power of the Holy Ghost. May the mighty power of the Holy Ghost. May the mighty power of the Holy Ghost. God, in the name of Jesus, we need your help today, God. We need your help today, God. May the mighty power of the Holy Ghost, God. Mighty power of the Holy Ghost, God. Your son, God. Oh, God, put our hand this year, dear God. I pray for the power of the Holy Ghost, God. Oh, God, we need thy help today, God. We need thy help today, God. Saturate our hearts and minds, I pray, dear God, Jesus. Your El Shaddai, dear God. Your El Shaddai, oh God. You are my provider, dear God. You are my provider, dear God, Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your Nolomo, Yashadolomo. Oh God, by the anointing of God. mighty anointing of the Holy Ghost. Mighty anointing of the Holy Ghost, dear God. Mighty anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus. In the name of 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 Jesus.